Christmas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's, oh gosh, it's such a blessing to see all these kids in here today. Oh yeah. And all the joy and all the expectations. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful thing. It's even greater when we have somebody we can put our expectancy in and get results. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I like doing that. You know, used to be I didn't know anything about that. I didn't have sense enough to know that I could pray and you know, you get on the right level and get things right and big things happen. Oh, amen. That's right. Big things happen. You know, we come out of a lot of silly states of mind that we're in if we pray about it. It's just prayer goes in all kind of directions. But I want to read something for me. If you got your Bibles with you this morning, you can turn to Isaiah 9, and we're going to start at verse 6. Hallelujah. Is that Miss Jenny? Who's that young man you got sitting beside you over there? Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 9, starting at verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And what did I just say? We can pray and put everything on him. Hallelujah. Anyway, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I want to read that again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, all we got to do is believe. All we got to do is believe. And all you got to do is just look outside at the world if you think it ain't turmoil. If any time in your life you need to believe, it's now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all want to stand with me, please?
One I adore, beautiful one, my soul.
heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You've opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
God is good. Amen. It's okay. Woo. I got the joy of the Lord. Amen. I do. I can be grumpy. I can have a bad day. But at the end of that day, God is still in my heart. Amen. No matter what I get for Christmas, you know, if my wife gives me that sack of ashes, I'm still going to be happy. I'm still going to be
happy.
Don't worry about the coal. Well, see, I'm bigger than the coal. I believe that coal will burn through, you know. Hallelujah. God is good to me, people. And I'm going to enjoy myself. Amen? Hallelujah. Go ahead, young man. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
you all have probably have read your bulletin that today is our Christmas program, so you all feel free to sit down, stand up, sing along, do whatever that you feel that you need to do. And next we're going to have a song by Mr. Jerry Adamson, backed up with Sherry, so you all enjoy.
Ricardo, I know why there's quiet the scene on the bulletin that I was going to sing.
I don't think it's it, Brother Jerry.
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And could I have a little more volume? And we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas if we didn't have a new kid in town about 2,000 years ago. That's the name of this song, New Kid in Town. The new Messiah. We're following the star, shining brighter. But he pointed his hand. There's a new kid in town. He's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town. But he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows. I see you traveled far, bearing treasure. You say these gifts are for
up in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, and we make sure that all of our packages are wrapped neatly. I'm a little OCD when it comes to that. The tape's got to be just right, and the bow's got to be just right, and the sticker's got to be just right. But you know what? This has got to be just right for me to get the real meaning of Christmas. If I don't have it here, nothing else matters, because I can't take any of what I wrapped, taped, or made pretty. I can't take it with me. That's the only thing that's going to save me. So right now, we're going to turn it over to Miss Ashley and her class. And they are bringing good news.
Amen.
And up next, we have a special by Mr. Ronnie Burton. Don't act like you didn't know. I showed you the program. I don't think he expected it to be that quick. Got to be prepared around this place.
That was 2,000 years ago. Let me see the mic here. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 2,000 years ago, mankind was given the greatest gift ever. And that's why we celebrate today. And that's what this song is about. Go ahead. He was born in Bethlehem, they say. Was the star to light the path.
Today.
Thank you. said to them. What about you? What about you? What about you? Jesus said to them. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. What about you? What about you? What about you? Jesus said to them. What about you? What about you? What about you? Jesus said to them. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. What about you? What about you? Who do you say I am? What about you? What about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. What about you? What about you? Who do you say I am?
You. That's a bold statement. What about you? It only takes 1 second to say yes. And if you don't know, what about you? We can hook you up right here today. We can hook you up. Don't leave here today not knowing who the Messiah is. Sherry.
You know, I heard a story years ago about a cold, cold winter. It was really cold. Everything was frozen. The branches on the trees were bending down so low that they were touching the ground and ready to break, and a lot of them did. And the animals were dying because they couldn't break through the ice to get food. And there was a kind farmer that was so concerned about the birds and the deer and all the little animals, the foxes that would come, and they were starving. And he knew this. And every time he would go out to feed them, he'd see them come and he'd go out to feed them, and they would be afraid and they'd run away. And so obviously what he had to do is leave the food and hope that the wind didn't blow it away, or hope that it didn't get frozen and they couldn't get to it. We think a lot at Christmas time about how it was almost 2,000 years ago that God decided to come and redeem the world. But I think it started a whole lot farther back. I think before Genesis 1:1, when God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit were having a conference together and discussing what their plans were of how to create man and what was going to happen. They knew what was going to happen in the garden. You know, it wasn't any surprise to God, or he wasn't taken off guard by this. He knew, and he said, well, when we do this, they're going to do this, and when we do this, they're going to do this, and it's all going to come down to that they need help because they're going to be dying. So we have to come up with an addition to the plan. We have to extend our dream so that we can help them. We can feed them. We can heal them and love them and provide for their needs. And I can just, in my mind, envision that they're saying, but if we go in all of our glory, it'll scare them off. They'll be afraid. If they were to see us in the Shekinah glory that we have, they would be afraid and they would run away, just like the little birds would fly off when the farmer went out with the seed. So their plan, skipping all the way forward and seeing us, having us in mind, their plan was that Jesus, the King of all creation, the Prince of Peace, would come as an ordinary, innocent, fragile little baby so we wouldn't be afraid, that we could come to him and we would know that he was going to help us and we didn't have to be afraid of him and we would let him be our Redeemer and our Savior. If you listen really closely to the words of this song, that's what it's telling us about, that he was just an ordinary baby, but there was something special about him. Go ahead, Micaiah. Thank you, Lord, for coming. The way he planned it, maybe anything but common would have kept him apart from the children, all of us, that he came to rescue, limited to some elite few. He was the only child that asked to be born, and he came to earth with his eyes wide open, knowing became God.
Bobby and Miss Vivian's class, but what they can come on and be getting ready to have a little play for us today. But who's just got something burning in their heart that they have to share? You have praise, a testimony, Merry Christmas, anybody? Oh, come on, guys. Mr. Glenn. He always has something to say. Y'all don't know Mr. Glenn.
As most of you know, I'm grateful to be here. I never have actually said thank you to all those that prayed for me when I fell. Obviously, it worked, and just wanted to say thank you.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Oh, Ms. Nobody else? Oh, Miss Pat. To Miss Pat.
I just want to praise the Lord for all he's doing in my life and my children and my sisters and my brother. And I just cannot praise him enough.
Amen. Amen. Brother Scott, I can't believe you don't have anything to share. Not today.
I just want to thank God in this economy and the way challenged we have, the way God provides, because I still have a job that seems like it's going to carry on and do well, and my family and friends are close to me. And I'm glad of that every day, and particularly this time of year.
Amen. Anybody else? Brother Tim?
I just want to thank everyone for making us feel part of this family, of this church. We've been here for 3 years, and I don't think I've ever felt more at home than we do today. And we want to thank you for that. But most of all, I want to thank the Lord that our pastor's coming home today.
On that note, on behalf of my family and my mom and dad not being here today, we want to, you know, wish you a Merry Christmas and say thank you for all your prayers, love and support, the gifts, just the text messages or the phone calls. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you. You don't know how many times they've come at a moment when we're thinking, oh my gosh, what's next? And then you get that text message or that phone call or the card or something, and it lifts you up and say, yeah, God, I know somebody's out there praying for us. Somebody's thinking about us. And we felt every single prayer. As you look in your newsletter, if you didn't get one, raise your hand. We'll make sure. They wrote a little article in there thanking everyone, looking ahead to 2013. We know that it is going to be absolutely spectacular because the devil has tried to take him out, and he did not succeed. So we are looking on to bigger and better things. He's looking on to bigger and better things. All I can say is when he gets back, watch out, because he has got so much stuff over these, 7 months that things has happened that he's wanted to share and things that are just building inside of him. Devil better watch out. Y'all better put your seatbelts on. That's all I can say. Y'all ready? Not ready? Okay, they're not ready. Somebody else is going to have to say something. I'm out of words, believe it or not. Come on, guys. Don't be shy. Tyler? I know. You look back over your whole entire year. Think about how many things that have happened to you, and you don't have anything to praise the Lord about. I'm just happy I got up this morning.
I'm very thankful just to have this church, and also for Brother Tim and Jody. We use their vehicle. They've done a lot for us this year.
Another hand over here. Amen.
Yes, I'm thankful for everybody that God has put in my life in the last few months. My kids back in my life, and the good Lord's in my life. So, praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? You ready?
Ready?
All right, we're turning over to Miss Vivian.
You have to bear with us because we've had a lot of kids in and out, and we had to just pull a few people just so that we could cover our parts this morning. Because we have kids that didn't show up. This is called The Christmas Animals. The story like you've never seen it before through the eyes of the animals of Christmas. Jesus loves you no matter what you smell like, and so do we. Everyone is welcome at the feet of Jesus. Okay. Where's the king's crown?
Your sheet to order.
Sheet settled down.
We must purge the meeting in all place of undesirables.
Wait.
But sir, it's against the law for a pig to be here. We never invite him. He's dirty and smelly. They're foreigners, aliens, and I heard they complainers too. What if they spit on us?
Please, order!
Did you say please? Your Highness, you've never been polite before.
Everything's changed. This world will never be the same, and that's why we've got to tell everyone.
Chose some of us to be eyewitnesses.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's make sure we have our facts straight. Who was there from the very beginning?
Me. See, I'm Joseph's donkey. Now here's what happened. Joseph's fiance, the Virgin Mary, was carrying God's own son, and she was about to have the baby any day. Then
the King's Limousine.
You hear about me every year. I'm the emblem of no fear. My sense of humor and my smile will get through to the smile. My engine got to get up and go. I am the built-in radio. The reason that I love to sing, I'm the King's Limousine.
He's the King's Limousine.
From Nazareth to Bethlehem, I'm the owner. You can hide, you can pin. I'm your driving dream machine. I'm the King's Limousine.
He's the King's Limousine.
I've got impact, saddlebags, low riding, billy sag. The coolest rider you ever seen. I'm the King's Limousine.
He's the King's Limousine. He's the King's limousine.
Lux, deluxe, leather seats, open air conditioning. Economy that can't be beat, 7 miles a sack of wheat. From Nashville to Bethlehem, on my ride you can depend. I'm the driving limousine, I'm the King's limousine.
He's the King's limousine.
Okay, next, Campbell's, let's hear your part of the story.
I'm Goldie.
I'm Frankie.
I'm Murphy.
Cloudy night, the next time you're in Egypt. Next day you're in Egypt.
And then they said Herod wanted to worship the new king.
Yeah, right.
King Herod wants to get rid of the baby king because he's jealous.
And he wanted us to trace all over the country to help him.
Right. Anyway, it was a long journey, so the past time we made up songs. That's when things really started happening.
Remember?
Yeah.
We three camels traveling far.
With some wind when it meant a car.
We go up, down the mountain, following yonder star.
These three things are killing our back.
Loading us with heavy packs. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The countryside's just a blur.
Oh, and the stars and wonder stars of night.
We wish you would drop out of sight.
Led us west to Bethlehem.
So we can have a silent night.
Everyone says these kings are wise.
We're just glad they don't pack their wives.
Pray we get there soon or else.
We're sure gonna die.
The dog investigates. Okay.
Do you realize you ran a stop song back there? You were swearing all over the place, singing that silly song. Hey, you're not a friendly around here, are you? What are you doing here?
Aw, we're looking for the new king.
What king? We got a king. We don't need any foreigners, troublemakers, or revolt about a new king.
No, the Messiah, who's going to save everyone from their sins and make the world make sense again. The king of all kings.
Interesting story, but hey, I've been investigating rumors about that new king for years.
Yeah, we've been waiting for him for centuries. We've almost given up hope.
Where's the king? Here I am.
Sir, we meant no disrespect. Sir, we're speaking of the Messiah, the Kings of Kings.
You better not be lying. I take my authority very seriously. You depend on me for leadership. I have to check out any claims to the throne. I've been put in charge, and I won't tolerate an imposter taking my place. If you find out anything else, I want to know about it immediately. I want a full report in my throne room of every detail.
Yes, sir.
What you doing here? You're unclean. Ew, get away.
Well, I know, but I just wanted to see what all the noise is about.
The lion's on the prowl, because there's a rumor going around about a new king being born.
Yeah, our wise men told us about it.
A new king? I wish I could see him.
Well, come on. We're looking for him.
You're not from around here, are you? See, I can't. I'm unclean. Nobody wants to be around me. I'm an outcast. Nobody wants to be near me. Why? I'm not perfect. I've got problems. I'm a mess. I've got things I need to clean up. I've made a mess of my life being dragged through the mud, and sometimes I've liked it that way. Lonely, misfit, outcast, misunderstood. I know deep inside there's something special about me, but nobody wants to be near around me. They look at the outside, but God looks at the heart. it's cold. I wish I could sing. I wish I could be clean. I wish people could see past the dirt. I wish I didn't wink.
You're right. How silly.
So you wouldn't want you.
See ya.
Coming to tell us that the new king is born. Come on, let's go find him.
Hey, he's just been born. I know where he is. Come on, I'll take you there.
What a beautiful, silent, beautiful night.
That's right, they came to my manger. I'm so moved.
What's the king doing here?
Man, no of his people would let him in, so he has to sleep out in the manger with us.
Dude, that's cold.
I know, but hey, let's go on in.
Are you sure?
It's okay, go on. He won't mind. You too, camels.
We're foreigners. We're not worthy.
You're wrong. He's your king, too.
Really?
Okay.
After you, Your Highness.
No, wait.
What's he doing? The Lion King says, I can see the baby king.
Yeah, you can, Piggy.
What if he smells me?
He won't eject you. You're Jesus. He loves everybody, no matter what you smell like. And so we do we. I'll go with you, though, buddy.
Really? Okay.
Okay, go over there to the manger scene. No, go over to the manger scene.
The greatest Christmas. When the peace of Christ rules in our hearts and the bitterness comes to an end. When the outcasts come home to open arms. When our enemies become our friends. There's a hope and a peace and a light of joy. When together we all rejoice. When the lion lays down with the lamb, safe at the feet of the great I am. Though all we have is a manger stall. It's the greatest Christmas day of all. When the nights are cold but our hearts are warm, and the laughter sings out through the wild. Though it's dark outside, God will be our light. When we lay down our crowns at his child, he's our hope of peace and our light of joy. So together we'll rejoice.
Come on, let's go tell everybody the good news. The true King of Kings is here.
Luke 2:17, 18, and 20. When they had seen him, they made known abroad the word that had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed. They returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they have been told. And now we're going to sing Joy to the World, and we want everybody to join us singing the first verse. One, two,
three. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room, and heaven and nature sing.
Thank you. Thank you, boys and girls, for your play. I think now we're going to turn it over to Brother Tim,
Before you are dismissed, before the classes leave, I think Brother Tim has an announcement that he wants to make.
First, I want to thank all of our leaders for putting this on. As you well know, sometimes it can be interesting when you're dealing with children and young adults, especially teens. So let's give them a hand clap. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ricardo and Miriam, for emceeing. I wanted to just take a quick moment before we let everyone go. I know this is a time of the year when there's so much going out. For those who have contributed to the angel trees, you brought joy to a lot of children who otherwise probably wouldn't have had it. For those who have contributed to the stocking funds, you have blessed many. And for those who were a part of that, going and passing those out, you saw the joy on those faces. And I do actually hope that that's something that this church gets back into, is visiting the elderly in the nursing homes. You brought so much joy. And as much as joy as you brought them by handing them a stocking, what did they mostly say? Come see me again. There were so many. They don't care about the stocking. They care about somebody caring enough to come see them.
I actually had a lady cry when I handed her something.
For those of you who didn't hear that or on the internet, she said that she actually had a lady cry because she gave her the stocking filled with items. Again, the fact that someone cared enough to come see them and do something for them, people they don't even know, brought great joy to them. We thank you for that. I am at this time going to give you an opportunity to give once again if you can. We have a couple families in the church who are in need. I won't go into details. I just simply say there's a need. If you can give, give. If you can't, that's okay. God knows your heart. But if you can, this is an opportunity to give to a couple families that are in need. And folks, believe you me, it's not so they can get more Christmas presents. It's so they can meet their financial needs just to get by. So I'm going to give you an opportunity at this time. If we can have a couple of the ushers come up. Let's pray over this offering beforehand. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know the needs of these two families. Father, you know all they've been through and you know the struggles they face daily. Father, you know this church family and how giving they are. But Father, we also know this is the time of the year when it just seems like there's so much going out. Father, I ask that you guide the hearts of each and every person who is able to give. Show them what you would have them to give. And Lord, take this and multiply it to bless your children. Bless those who have it to give and bless those who don't, Lord, that the next time that you'll be able to, they'll be able to bless others. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this opportunity to show love and compassion to those who need it, especially this time of the year. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lighty. As soon as they finish collecting the offering, we will let everyone, the children anyway, go. But first, I want to go over the prayer list, folks. I think we can go ahead and continue the offering.